Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's October 29th, 2014. Let's get straight into our news tonight. The CDC has finally got around to admitting what we've all suspected from the beginning, that Ebola can, in fact, be transmitted through the air.
Kent, describe for radio listeners what we're looking at here.
Well, the document on the left is from the CDC on October 16th. It's about the transmission of Ebola. It says nothing about droplet spread of Ebola. But now the CDC released another flyer on the right on Monday, the 27th, which does admit that, yes, Ebola can spread through droplets in the air.
Now, we were attacked by, no exaggeration, hundreds of publications 2.5 months ago for saying this. We were just linking to the CDC's internal documents that were public but not really widely circulated, saying this too. So why do you think they're now, Kit, coming out and quietly admitting this?
Because now even the mainstream media is forced to admit that, yes, Ebola can spread through droplets in the air. So now they're just slowly admitting, trying not to bring too much attention to themselves by quietly releasing this document, this new revelation.
Well, this is what concerns me, is that it doesn't die right away in cold weather and spreads, according to the Army. I know you have links to that in your article. Thank you, Kit Daniels.
And I guess what's hard for them to get the official story straight, because when myself and Joe Biggs went to a hearing at the Texas State Capitol a few weeks ago, the Texas Health Commissioner, he jumps up there and he says, yeah, if you're sitting next to somebody on a bus or an emergency room and they cough or they sneeze on you, yeah, you can catch Ebola that way. We're like, well, that's airborne. And now the CDC is finally getting around to admitting that, so I guess right now they've finally got somewhat of a coherent story. Let's move on to some other news. The Roser promotes Washington Post guide on where people can vote without ID. Explain the Washington Post, Aaron Blake. Most states request some form of ID, but do not require it. Another 20 states don't require identification, and they do have a graphic if you want to see those states. The Chicago chapter of Asian Americans Advancing Justice tweeted Blake's article with the message, reminder, Illinois does not require voter ID to cast a ballot, along with a pro-Democrat hashtag turnout for what? The tweet was helpfully retweeted by the National Council of La Raza. La Raza, of course, being one of the country's foremost pro-amnesty Hispanic immigrant organizations. But even Obama is acknowledging how easy or how ripe the system is for voter fraud when he came out and said, you can only vote once.
So, 1 week, Wisconsin. 1 week. 1 week from today, you get to choose a new governor. And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait till election day. You can vote all week. I mean, you can only vote once. It's in Chicago now.
And we see how easy the system is to game, because there's Project Veritas, who went out and got the voting ballot for Attorney General Eric Holder. And all they need to do is say, hey, I'm Eric Holder. I live at such and such address. Oh, here you go, Mr. Eric Holder. And this is a man who's a public figure, a political figure, well known within the United States. And it's that easy. So how hard would it be to say, hey, I'm Bob Brown from down the street. And oh, here you go, Mr. Brown. It's just another example of how silly the system is. And another silly example, the retaliation being brought against Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher who we documented earlier this year. Retaliation. Feds launched new land grab targeting Bundy family. A federal land grab being imposed under the guise of environmental protection in southern Nevada has been labeled an act of deliberate retaliation by Cliven Bundy, the rancher who was at the center of the standoff between BLM agents and armed militia groups earlier this year. On Sunday, the Bundy family posted a Facebook entry which asserted that the federal government is mounting retaliations against the Bundy family and the southern Nevada people. After it was announced that the feds intended to designate about 1.8 million acres of land around the Gold Butte Range as critical to the environment. So these are the environmentalists, quote, who are running around killing the cattle from the Bundy Range. Because you guys remember, the BLM had the cattle within their fenced-in area, and they are running around shooting Cliven Bundy's cattle. And one of the big reasons they said they were doing this, because they said that the cattle were detrimental to the tortoise population, which wasn't the case. So we found out the tortoises were actually benefiting from the cow dung and so much. But these environmentalists, you know, under the guise of, you know, being environmental, running around shooting the cattle in the head, didn't even resell the cattle or do something else with them. They went out there, shot them dead, and then they claimed they had the moral high ground. And of course, Harry Reid comes out and says if you're somebody who enjoys your Second Amendment rights, you are a domestic terrorist because you can't come someplace where the feds are and be carrying a firearm. And of course, you know, you have bad apples everywhere, bad apples in Ferguson. As with any situation, they chose to focus on the worst of the worst, the provocateurs, people who are trying to kick up stuff, completely ignoring the peaceful people who just happen to be there with their firearms. But, you know, Harry Reid does what he wants, and hopefully we'll get the Bundy family on later this week, maybe sometime next week, to talk more about their experience. And our last story for the night before we go on to some more special reports, students suspended over pellet gun Facebook photo. So this is a student. He's posing with his girlfriend with their pellet guns. Now, keep in mind, this is a photo taken at their house. So the only thing the kids did wrong, according to the school, was they put homecoming 2014. And the school said, well, that's a threat against the school, even though the pictures were taken at the home of the student. So just reminds everybody out there that you can't eat your Pop-Tarts the wrong way. You can't play with a airsoft gun in your own front yard. You can't bring a bubble gun to school. If you bring an umbrella to school, they may just lock it down or cancel school for the day. And now they will suspend you if you take a picture in your own home holding an airsoft gun, because that's freedom in the United States of America. And coming up, we'll have a very special report from Rob Dew. Very interesting, documenting how police are arresting people, even though they know that there is no law being broken at the time of the arrest, other than the officer acting very unconstitutionally. And also, Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group asked the question, are crisis actors being used to boost the Ebola scare? Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
They say ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, isn't that doubly true for a police officer? So you're out on the street one day and you encounter an officer and he says, sir, you're violating the law. I'm going to arrest you. You say, Mr. Officer, I can tell you in explicit detail how I am not violating this law and how if you arrest me, that will be unconstitutional. He says, well, pretty much, I don't care. I'm going to arrest you anyway.
There we go. Firearm. Any device designed, made to adapt and expel projectile through
keep
the
reading.
Barrel.
Keep reading.
Energy generated by that substance.
Keep reading. Don't mumble.
Any firearm made have integral part folding knife blade.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Thank you.
Got quiet Thank there, you. Sergeant.
Airport Sorry, yeah, I did there. Notice that you stopped reading out loud. Can you tell us the part that you were reading?
Yeah. The definition of firearm.
Okay.
What does it say?
And that was Terry Holcomb being arrested at the Texas State Capitol for carrying a black powder pistol, something that is completely legal within the state of Texas. But the Texas DPS, they said, we don't care if you just walk out here with your gun. That's not even a gun, according to the 1995 law written by Jerry Patterson. We'll arrest you anyway. But it's not just here in Texas. We see this in New Jersey as well. And the cop says, if Obama doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to. And he says, Obama just decimated the freaking Constitution, so I don't give a damn. If he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to. And this is a man who's brazenly violating the oath he swore to uphold when he said he would uphold the Constitution. So this is going on all around the United States of America. And even it's gotten to the point now that if you sing in a subway, the police will come and arrest you, even though you tell them that you're not violating any law.
That's what I'm saying.
There's people in a fraction of New York. Go upstairs.
Woo!
Hey!
Hey! You can't do that.
Oh! Woo!
Rob Dew here from InfoWars.com, and I've got a story for you that's inspiring and in so many ways. Just watching people stand up for their rights is really something that we need to talk about a lot here, and we do talk about it a lot here, but talk about it and kind of glorify it as an example of what to do when confronted by the police, especially when you know you're in the right. Let's go to the article here out of FreeThoughtProject.com. NYPD assault arrest musician for playing a song even after verifying he hadn't broken any laws. And there's a link there to the video called Musician Arrested for Singing in the Subway. The man's name's Andrew Killeen. We're going to have him on here in a second. And he's basically just singing for donations in the subway, something you've seen if you've ever gone to New York. You've seen people play with guitars. I've seen people playing with buckets, all kinds of stuff. I've seen dance troupes. I mean, it really is a place for people to perform and for these artists to make money when they're not gigging. And a cop comes up and tells him to leave. And he tells him several times. And Andrew, who has gone through this several times, decides he's finally had enough. And he starts reciting the code for the officer to look up and to show that he has the right to be there. So the officer looks up the law, actually reads it on camera.
The following non-charity uses are permitted by the authority.
Yes.
Providing the United Feet Transit activities.
Yes.
And they are conducted in accordance with these rules: public speaking, campaigning, leafleting, distribution of non-fiction, non-commercial materials, activity intended to encourage and facilitate voter registration, artistic performances, including the acceptance of donations, solicitation of religious charities that are licensed.
So now Andrew is perfectly in the right. We know that. The cop knows that. Yet he still proceeds to harass this man. He takes his guitar off. He puts it down. Andrew puts it back on, starts singing again. And then finally he is arrested by, it looks like, two cops and then another plainclothes cop. So we're seeing the law becoming more encroaching. So what do we have to do? We have to stand up for ourselves. And so that's what Andrew did. They arrested him for 5 hours, and he's been out for a few days. There have been numerous protests due to this. People are tired of it, and it's just one little event that happened on a subway at night somewhere. I mean, this is not anything that's big. It's not the guy standing in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square. It's just one guy standing up for his rights, and it happened to be shot on a cell phone camera, and now it's got millions of views all over YouTube. And we are joined now by Andrew Killeen, and we'll let him talk about his story as well and also give him a plug to his music. I've read in different articles that you've been harassed by the cops before. Tell us about some of those experiences and then why you decided to stay in your ground. What made you actually want to do that at that particular point in time?
Yeah, I think it's been fairly regular over the... I've been busking for almost 6 years now. And it's a fairly regular practice that they'll just ask you to stop. And I've been, I think, stopped about 6 times now. And after... After the fifth time, the time I, in April of this year, I stood my ground similarly to this one and, not quite as firmly. And I ended up with a couple of tickets, one for soliciting for money in the subway, which actually the law they wrote me up for is 1050.6, which is, the one that I cite, although section C stipulates that you're allowed to, have artistic performance with the acceptance of donation allowed. So I got those dropped. The other one was for failure to produce ID upon lawful request, my argument being that the request was not lawful. So after some time, I had some experience with these cases and just fed up with it and wanted to stand my ground.
Well, and if you look at the video, musician arrested for singing in subway, you show great restraint. You're very polite to the officer, but you do stand your ground. You say, I am not going to leave. I'm going to continue playing. Even after he takes your guitar off once, you put it back on and continue singing. I think you go into a Pink Floyd song. And it's just, you did it exactly the way you should do it, especially if you want to go after the cops later in some sort of lawsuit fashion to, you know, educate the cops in that way. But what are your plans to do with this in the future? And, I mean, are you going to press charges against the cops? Are you going to go after this officer?
Yeah, I think there has to be repercussions for the actions. I'm fairly confident I'll get the charges dropped. I did get a loitering charge. On the way to the precinct, I was riding in the police car with the officer, and he was rather frantically looking through his phone to find something to charge me with. And did eventually find a depression era penal law that, for, loitering in a transit facility for the purposes of entertainment without being otherwise authorized. And, I would say that the law that I cite, very clearly authorizes my behavior.
And not only the law that you cite, it's the law that he read aloud to everybody there watching who are, they're witnessing this. He reads the law that says you're allowed to do this. It says it in plain English.
Yeah. It's there's a pretty blatant lack of integrity there on his part. Although I do have a modicum of sympathy for him. He is asked to do that. It's sort of a strange thing, I guess, with the reinstated broken windows policy here in New York. You know, he's essentially asked to do something illegal by people higher up, and I don't think he was really prepared for that situation and didn't act in the way that I think most people agree it would be acceptable. But you know, it is I can see why he lost his cool. Not that there's any excuse for it.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared for someone who actually knew their rights, who knew the law. You're actually citing the sections and the code number to the law. And he read it aloud, and he still did. It didn't matter because he was being ordered to from above. And we see this in a lot of cases. I was a victim of it myself back in 2009 in Pittsburgh, where there was a 50-person protest, and 1,500 riot cops showed up after the G20 and started rounding people up, including students who were in their boxer shorts just coming out to watch, you know, why are there militarized police marching around with shields beating on them? So it is something that they are told to do this from higher up. But, you know, we had a case of, about a year and a half ago, shock video, cop protects First Amendment. It's got over 2 million views on our channel now. And there were some protesters protesting the TSA at the airport. And the media person for the airport was trying to get them arrested and trying to get their ID. And he wanted to make an example out of them. And the cop said, no, they're not breaking any law. I can't even ask them for their ID. And there's someone who could have followed what this guy was saying, but he said no. He followed the Constitution. He followed the law.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's nice to see.
Have officers that'll do that.
Right, so. And then contrasting it, today we had a story on InfoWars where a cop's following a group of teens and literally cussing one out. I mean, and that's why it's good that we have cameras so we can show this outrageous behavior and then get people disciplined, get them the help they need to understand the law, because it shouldn't be a war between us and the cops. It should be educating the cops and educating the people around us that we do have rights, and we should stand up for them.
Yeah, and that is a big reason why I will be pursuing a lawsuit. Although I have intentions to donate what I assume I will get a settlement out of this. It seems fairly clear. But I live in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, which is an area of New York which has historically been the victim of a lot of police misconduct. And I don't think I'll get that much money, but what I do get, I want to put back into this community in some way.
I know they've had the stop and frisk policy. Have you been a victim of that in New York?
Not to the extent that some people did, although I was arrested actually here in Bed-Stuy. I was riding my bike on the sidewalk from my doorstep to the curb, no one on the curb, but I got a ticket for that, and I didn't go to my summons. And then a couple months later, I got a ticket for the exact same thing from my friend's doorstep to the curb. And when they ran my ID, they found I had a warrant, so they took me to Central Bookings. They were running a warrant trap in the Marcy Projects, and everyone uses the walkway. It's the easiest passage from the apartments to the parking lot. The walkway is part of the two courtyards that close down at a certain hour after dark, so the officers are allowed to just run anyone's ID who walks through there. And they were just rounding up warrants. It was in December, and it's right before bonuses.
Yeah, and I like how you're using this opportunity as well to educate people on the encroaching police state. You state, as far as a statement, I'd say not to put the blame on the cop. This is a symptom of a much larger problem. It's everyone's responsibility to move our society's values to a mindset where this sort of thing is unthinkable. We need to recognize that we have allowed ourselves to continue to live into a police state. So we are part of the problem by not knowing our rights, by not being educated, by allowing the police and the higher-ups to slowly just encroach on what we could do, just living, basic living. You know, you're riding a bike, and they're giving you a ticket for riding a bike. It's
yeah,
pretty ridiculous.
Although I'm optimistic, too. I've received hundreds of emails. Because I say my email in the middle of that video.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking that, you know, I want to get the video for evidence, not thinking that this that it would go viral in the way that it has over the last week. It's been, I was not expecting this.
Was the girl who was filming that, was she, did you ask her to film, or did she just start doing it?
I did. You can hear me at the very beginning. I say, can someone film this? And then they were already filming it. So that was nice.
Yeah. It's very important that we have cameras and that we know how to use them, and then either get the information up as quickly as possible to the web, especially if you're in a situation where, you know, there have been cops known to come over and take people's cell phones and delete the video from them, especially in a police brutality case.
Yeah. I've gotten emails from all over the world, really literally every continent, Egypt, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Morocco, China. Apparently they haven't blocked the video in China yet. I've gotten emails from there, all over Europe, and South America.
And there's even been protests. Protests have spawned up in the area that you're from and where you got arrested.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People can't take it. You know, they have to speak out, which is good. This is the way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially a pretty small, like the actual, incident is a fairly small one. You know, it's just someone wanting to play music and sort of an absurd, restriction thereof. But I think it speaks to a much larger issue, and a lot of people have really been touched by it, which I think is great. To see someone stand up and just say no when they're doing the right thing, because we're all taught to obey authority, and even when we shouldn't.
Yeah, from a very young age, that is ingrained, and that's part of the public education system. Something that we kind of rail against here. Anything else you want to add, and where can people find your music on the web?
Oh, well, I've been preparing a solo launch, but I wasn't really ready for this to happen right now. But I have a band, Lawrence and Lee. I would say if people are going to check out one thing, Google the Glow video. Lawrence and Lee, it's LAWRENCE, and Lee, LEIGH.
All right, yeah, and I'll put a link to that at the in this YouTube video. I'll put that down there for people to check it out. And you really are an inspiration out there for people who do want to confront the cops. Follow Andrew's direction. He really is an inspiration of knowing the law, remaining calm, taking deep breaths. Obviously, you've had a lot of practice and patience, and just not losing your cool, because once you lose your cool, then they can really bring the hammer down on you, and you won't have as much of a leg to stand on, literally.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I also think it's interesting that Andrew was arrested while singing the song Ohio, a Neil Young protest song that was written in response to the Kent State massacre that occurred, once again by federal troops coming in and oppressing people and actually opening fire on them. You should check that out if you've never heard of the Kent State massacre. So kudos for Andrew and the people going out there protesting this. Here's a couple articles. NYC police looking into arrest of Subway performer. Protest held in support of Subway musician held, arrested in Williamsburg, which is a section of Brooklyn. And busted Brooklyn Subway busker claims he was tired of cops not knowing performers' rights. So there you go. There's a quick lesson on why you should stand up for yourself, especially when you are in the right, because there's one thing you can't do. You can't stop a man who's in the right because he just keeps on a coming. This is Rob Dew with Infowars.com. You can join us on PrisonPlanet.tv and become a member and share your username and password with up to 11 people. It's one way to spread the information, help us grow, and just become a participant in this fight for freedom that we're doing every day here at Infowars.com. Thank you.
Well, that's it for the main portion of our show, but stay tuned because after our show tonight, we'll have a special report from Anthony Gucciardi and also Dr. Group, where they ask the question, are crisis actors being used to hype up the Ebola scare? And we'll also have three entries from our hashtag Ebola contest, our entries to be judged on Friday, so stay tuned for that as well. Well, that's it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a 15-day free trial of the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and all of it is right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Anthony Gucciardi with an extended edition of this Wednesday's Nightly News. And I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, who was just on the Alex Jones Show to break down Ebola and some of the latest cures and research behind that. But specifically, I wanted to get into some breaking news on Ebola and also cover this new trend with which has accrued tens of millions of views. These videos on YouTube proving that Ebola is in fact a hoax and that there are crisis actors involved and that the media, CNN specifically, is completely spinning it out of control and that there's nothing really to fear. I want to get into that. I want to break it down. I want to show you the facts and evidence behind it. And I want to talk to Dr. Group because personally, even if it's not a major hoax, I don't trust the government to protect me. I'm not going to sit around while there is a life-threatening disease which kills over 70 to 90% of the population that is exposed to and pretend that FEMA and Obama are going to come and hold my hand and save me from it. So personally, I'm bolstering my own defenses naturally, and there are ways to do that. There's research as far back as 2003, even in the 90s, but there's also 2010 Harvard research specifically on compounds that disabled the Ebola virus. So Dr. Group, let's get right into it. First, I want to talk about your theory on what's happening. And I want to get into where it's headed, and we'll get into this whole, this basic theory that's accrued tens of millions of views on YouTube of, is Ebola even a real threat, or are they completely propagandizing it? Is it completely overblown? Let's talk about that.
I think it's a good subject to talk about right now because I am getting emails, I know you're getting emails with evidence. Well, I don't know if it's actually evidence, but you know, we look at Sandy Hook. We look at some of the other things with the Boston bombings, with the staged actors, and there is good, I guess you would say, people have put together strings of what they are claiming as evidence that partially this Ebola thing could be a hoax. Maybe it's just in the United States. Maybe a little bit of it is focused in Africa and some of it over here. That's still to be determined, but I think it's at least worthy of talking about.
What is sensational? No matter how you look at it.
Well, you know, of course, there's a lot of things that still are unexplained with this Ebola. I've been deeply involved with Ebola, trying to track what's going on, looking for natural things, consulting with scientists, consulting with people about how to protect themselves naturally, how to boost their immune system. Regardless, I think it's a serious condition and a serious situation no matter what. I think Is it a false flag? I mean, is this something that they're trying to prepare us for to force a vaccine in 2015, which they already have? If you look at the statistics that the government has done since the early 2000s, maybe even before that, declassified documents on silver, how it affects the Ebola in 2009. We looked at the patents the government has on Ebola viruses, the training that was done on what would happen if Ebola rabies strain got out there. Is it airborne? Is it not airborne? You know, is this really an educational thing or a fear-mongering situation that's going on in the United States right now? I don't see Ebola as a serious, serious threat right now, especially in the United States, because it's not spreading rapidly. It's not like the first person that came into the United States that tested positive for Ebola. And then you see 3 weeks later, four people with Ebola. And then 3 weeks later, eight people with Ebola. And then 16, and exponentially people becoming infected.
Well, here's my thing. The very fact that people are questioning if it's even real and questioning if the government is expanding this and just pretending it doesn't exist because it doesn't shows the gross mishandling of the United States government of this entire incident. The fact that we have to have videos with millions of views saying, well, the reason that they're not handling it properly and the reason they're not quarantining the doctors who came back from Liberia who probably have Ebola and the reason they're letting doctors with Ebola go and bowl is because it doesn't exist. That is the response, in my opinion, to the gross mishandling of the Ebola crisis. And specifically, we're talking about how they're letting just Liberia and Sierra Leone just waste and die, but also at the same time saying it's okay, they can come here to the Ebola toilet and they can spread Ebola. So specifically, the outlash is people not cognizant. They're not making sense of how this response is going. They're saying there's no way that the government is this stupid. There's no way that the government is this impotent. There's no way that the CDC is so impotent when they admit that it's probably going airborne. They admit it's probably mutating. They admit that millions of people could get Ebola, but then they're doing nothing to quarantine people. Would you agree with that?
I don't really know what to agree with right now. There's so many different theories out there. You have the president coming out and saying that this is a trial run. I mean, they always want to have some sort of a trial run before the big thing happens to see how everybody handles it, see what the panic level is with all the citizens of the United States, and then usually to set protocols. You know, what can they do in that situation? Is this a trial run? I don't know if it's a trial run. Are they preparing for some release of a highly virulent strain of an Ebola rabies that could be airborne,
which
that could come in the future?
Which is what they actually developed the vaccines based around.
Exactly, initially. Yes.
It's the and Ebola rabies strain because it's much more virulent, spreads quicker, it actually kills more people.
Exactly. And that could be airborne and, you know, how that links with the chemtrails, who knows? You know, some of the things that they're talking about on these YouTube videos is the one thing where they interviewed that 16-year-old girl outside the apartment complex of the New York City doctor who apparently had Ebola. And with all the news cameras around her, one of them showed the girl a picture of the actual patient. And the look on her face, I watched the video, was shocking. She said, "Who is that?" So you would think if that's her neighbor and she knows the doctor that supposedly had Ebola, she would recognize the doctor right there. And then all of a sudden, everybody in the media steps back and says, "Whoa, wait a second," and starts asking her more questions and more questions and more questions.
Talk about why he does what he does. Have you talked about that?
Well,
just want to make sure this.
No, I don't.
That's the person you're thinking it is.
On the floor, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is not him. I'm sorry.
Well, that's.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's talk about this evidence for a minute. So there are videos out there, and some are interesting. But there are some things that I've noticed that we're watching some of these videos talking about it, and overall, there's definitely some, in my opinion, media manipulation of this to a point, obviously. And specifically going into Liberia, there's no question that they stage photo ops with Ebola victims or whatever. There may not even be Ebola victims, but imagine being camera people for CNN or whatever, and you're supposed to show all the Ebola crisis killing all these people, and you just have random Africans that look sick, and they're like, yes, these are people dying of Ebola. There's no question that's going to happen. And there's places on the stand and everything like that. So there's obviously media manipulation. But then to take it further and say, is there no Ebola there? You know, that's a whole nother issue. But just looking at this, I printed this out. This is a screenshot from one of the videos in this, one of the highly viral articles, is this woman, an Ebola victim, and she's shown on a stretcher here. And the whole argument is that she apparently has no legs and that therefore she is a dummy that does not exist and, you know, is, it's a whole fraud. Well, they say this portion is the area that apparently has no legs. And you can go look on these videos for yourself. I'm sure you've seen it. Well, if you look at it at a glance, it's like, wow, her legs really are condensed. It does look like she has a weird structure. There aren't legs. But then you realize, oh, wait, this is actually obstructing the view, this part of the stretcher. So she actually is sinking down into the stretcher at least a few inches below, meaning her entire body is below that garner thing that is blocking the view. So it's like simple things like that, that turned into something that got like 300,000 Facebook shares. Look, she has no legs. But then you say, oh, wait, actually the stretcher is obstructing the view of her entire body, and it's not that she has no legs and that it's a dummy. And it doesn't even mean that everything is now proven wrong. It just means that there are some things that are shared like crazy, just like it reminds me of this website. It's called the National Report or something like that. It's a fake website. It's so well done, but it's 100% fake. Like, for example, they had an article like, oh, Massachusetts Ebola victim found, and it was written like a serious, you know, CNN article. A victim has been found in Massachusetts to have Ebola tested positive by the CDC. Officials are freaking out, and they shared it. Got like 200,000 Facebook views, shares. And it probably made them a bunch of money. There's ads all over the place, and everyone was freaking out. Oh, my God, why is the mainstream media covering that up? That's why we need to be vigilant in what we're looking at. Because in many ways, there's so much disinformation from all sides clashing. And then we have to also think, well, look at Sandy Hook. That was actually really insane with Anderson Cooper with green screens and all these weird people acting totally bizarre that acted really like actors. So we have to put it all together and think for ourselves. And at the end of the day, when I think about all of it, there's so much information to put together. I think about, no matter what, it's important to protect ourselves. It's important for me, even if Ebola is not an issue, which I think it is, I think it's actually a major issue, and I think the fact that they let people out of quarantine after 21 days, when the CDC admits it could be 56 or 90 days, apparently, for the virus to actually incubate in your body, but after 21 days, they say you're fine. Or how about after they cured the individuals of Ebola, they can still sexually transmit Ebola to their wives or girlfriends or whatever. They just say, well, just make sure you're responsible. Or they tell the doctors after they're coming back from treating Ebola victims, just self-quarantine. Just make sure you go bowling only routinely. I mean, it's insane. It really is insane. So I hope that it's all propaganda. I hope that they're crisis actors, because otherwise we're going to see a real spread. We're going to see a real outbreak. I mean, going on the subway, sneezing on everybody, it's not hard to contract Ebola despite what they're lying to you about. You know. So let's talk about naturally boosting your defenses. My interest was piqued by a 2010 Harvard study. I talked about mannose-binding lectins. I'm sure you're familiar. Basically, genealogically, you can produce mannose-binding lectins if your body allows it, which then deauthorizes the virus in your system and breaks it down and then stops the spread of it. But the only way you can produce these lectins, and they found that the mice that had these disabled the virus 100%, stopped its replication, and were immune to it. But the only way you can have them is by a fully developed bolstered immune system. And this is also key, the gene responsible for the mannose binding lectins, if that's turned off through, they don't know why, but it's obviously environmental factors, probably GMOs, BPA, stuff like that, hormone imbalances and everything, then if that is turned off, you can't produce them. So it's essential for every viral outbreak or everything that is viral or even bacteria based outside of fungus to develop these mannose binding lectins. So let's talk about bolstering your immune system for anything or any outbreak, because it doesn't matter if it's Ebola or if it's swine flu, or if it's bird flu, or if it's the next crazy thing that comes from who knows where, most likely South Korea, where most of them come from, because it's important to bolster immunity at all times. So let's get into that a little bit.
I can tell you one of the things that deactivates that gene or deactivates that lectin mechanism is vaccines. You know, one of the reasons why they do a lot of these things and test everything is to come back on the backside and make sure everybody gets a vaccination for it, because it's all about money. It's all about keeping your immune system down. But your point is exactly my point. How do you protect your body? There's no greater medicine in the world than what you already have inside your system. Your self-healing mechanism is what I call it. You just have to activate your self-healing mechanism. That's why all of the 20 years of my studies have been focused on pretty much the gut, because everything toxic comes in through the intestines, the water that you drink, the food that you eat, the air that you breathe. It gets caught in the mucous membranes and slides down. That's why it's important to make sure that you keep your gut clean. We know 70% of your immune system's in the gut. Use the probiotics that are out there. You have to take probiotics. You're not going to get them unless your raw food is pretty much, and that's all you're eating, because a lot of things kill off probiotics. Alcohol, sodas, aspartame, chemicals, pesticides, insecticides, fluoride, chlorine. Look at chlorine in the water. Chlorine is a very powerful antiseptic. So you're right. It's all about keeping your body clean, protecting yourself, and keeping your immune system strong. And those are the people that are actually going to survive. Whether it is smallpox, whether it's a strain of Ebola, rabies, whatever it may be, that is what's ultimately going to protect you.
What's
in the long
your
run.
Medicine cabinet? And now this is just for your personal preparedness overall, what you want. What is in your medicine cabinet? What do you recommend people have?
My medicine cabinet for any type of biological thing or
just
any type of vaccine?
Just in overall preparedness.
Overall preparedness is oxy powder, probiotics, oregano oil, iodine, MMS, good multivitamins, which I take Intramax. And I have a lot of different things in there, too, just in case I need them.
Oil
different
silver.
Types of, yes, exactly. Lots of silver. Of course, there's ways that you can make your own silver at home if you don't have any, but.
Which is somewhat risky, though, however.
Yes, it is. You should always buy a certified source or get your silver from somebody that is really an expert in making it. That's another whole topic, because a lot of the silvers out there aren't produced correctly.
Harmful additives inside of them, completely crap, just like most products. You know,
exactly.
So it's important to know where you're buying from and support the right operations.
Yes, yes. And just keeping your immune system strong. And a couple other ways that I do that is through meditation, through getting at least 8 hours of sleep every night, getting appropriate sunlight. Of course, I also do have a good vitamin D formula, vitamin B. So you really need to look at your environment, best to eat organic foods, avoid any type of genetically modified organisms, only drink water. That's a big secret that a lot of people don't know about. How many people do you know that just drink water? It's just the opposite, actually. It's I drink everything else but water.
People think if they drink diet soda, they're doing themselves a favor. But it's actually
right.
Worse, the aspartame and everything. Well, we know this. But I think the bottom line overall and the key message of all of this is that it's essential to bolster your immunity. It's essential to prepare for yourself. It's essential to look into the facts and the information. All right, Dr. Group, is there anything else you want to cover?
I think regarding this whole Ebola hoax situation, there's a couple things that spark my interest at least, and things that I really am not getting answers on. I'm curious as to why everything is lime green, why you see lime green shirts on the Ebola victims, why they're showing lime green equipment, lime green cooking utensils, even strange lime green liquids at dinner tables. So I'd really like to know what the whole story is behind this whole lime green thing. If it is a hoax, if this is crisis actors, why are they all wearing lime green? That's one interesting thing. Also, it was brought to my attention that there was a Simpsons episode. It was episode 3, season 9, with Curious George and the Ebola virus, where Marge is wearing a lime green dress, and the Simpsons episode predicted, as they have many times before in Simpson and Hollywood films, things that we need to look out for, outbreaks in the future. Many different things that I've seen by watching these videos. Pilots not wearing masks. I mean, things that you would look for if this is a serious Ebola crisis in the United States. Why are the ambulances not having their lights on? Why are people walking up to the gurneys which have no masks on whatsoever? There's a lot of questions. Why is the CDC changing their website? The World Health Organization changing their website on a regular basis? A lot of questions still need to be answered about Ebola, about this Ebola situation. But like you said, the most important thing is let's focus on yourself and your family. You know, we could talk all day about all this stuff going on, but really when it comes down to it, what are you going to do about Ebola? What are you going to do? How are you going to educate your friends? Do you have what is necessary for you and your family
to survive any type of virus, bacteria, flu, anything that might affect you or your family?
Well, I've talked to multiple doctors, some major ones in the area. I think Ebola is a real threat. They've agreed. They said Ebola is a real threat, that outbreaks are actually happening in the United States. They're going unreported, as you've seen on the Alex Jones Show, with doctors calling in who are now basically already lost their jobs, and others conferring with that, some who won't go on air and talk about it. Dr. Group has talked to some of them as well. There are unanswered questions. One thing, however, remains the same. Whether it's Ebola or the next outbreak, bird flu, whatever it is, it's essential to protect yourself and make your own informed decisions, because the government is not going to help you. Do not rely on the government for your information. And it just shows the gross mishandling of this entire thing, which I do think is real, that so many people are questioning if it's a complete fraud because of the inept, worthless attitude of the CDC just letting everybody with Ebola run around the United States and flying them in one after another. Obama and the State Department saying, bring them on in. Let's start treating them here in the United States. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. It's essential. Protect yourself. Make your own decisions. Thanks for watching the InfoWars Nightly News Extended Edition on this Wednesday evening.
Got my little posters or whatever like that, and I'm going to put it all over town. I'm going to be in D.C., out of D.C., around D.C., and I want everybody to see this. It says, Ebola, Obama, hot flights from the hot zone now. Tyranny is the disease. Help expose it. Yes, secure the borders and get the word out there and watch your girl go, because I'm on a mission right now. Because at the end of the day, if anything falls, if everything goes down the hole, at least I can say I fought for the good cause, and I am the resistance.
soon as somebody is diagnosed with Ebola, we want a rapid response team, a SWAT team. As soon as somebody is diagnosed with Ebola, we want a rapid response team, a SWAT team. As soon as somebody is diagnosed with Ebola, we want a rapid response team, a SWAT team.
InfoWars.com Video Contest. RoboCop. In a world where tyranny is the disease, liberty is the vaccine.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic.
Still, no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its victims.
Oh, not much. Just posted some of these Ebola flyers.
Ebola? Doesn't he mean Ebola?
Now, the problem is our president will not issue one of his trademark executive orders stopping all flights from West Africa, and in doing so, curbing the epidemic from spreading here in America. So what I'm saying is, Ebola.
Ebola? Sounds like it's spreading as fast as the tyranny our leaders are inflicting on us.
Yeah, it is. But if we band together, using reason and common sense, along with our constitutional rights, we will be able to defeat this tyranny.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
I don't know. I was like, it sounds like a helicopter.
Citizen, I am RoboCop. Stop what you are doing.
Whoa, we're not doing anything here.
You are expressing free speech, and we don't like it. Resistance is futile.
Well, that's just too bad, because I'm protected by the First Amendment. Ever heard of it?
You are not supposed to know your rights, but you are supposed to do what we say. You must go to the free speech zone if you want to say, Ebola.
Listen up, RoboCop. The home nation's a free speech zone.
Cannot compute constitutional speech and free thinking. Republic, shut it down.
Yeah, and that's how you fight tyranny.
See whose heads are on the wheels. Your heads are ripped off by the spinning of the gears. You got your number, you got your position in line. You can thank your hive mind. Leave it all. Everybody gets a cut. Let it go, let it in. Let the programming begin.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Chief Zoolla, also known as Chief Adam the Great, coming to you live from the South Side. Dig this here. We got the big contest going on right now for Alex Jones, Infowars.com. This is what it's about, y'all. It's about that Ebola, you feel me? So what we doing right now, posting up, you know what I'm saying, getting these out here, getting awareness out here right now. So right now, you gotta take it, baby.
In this game, it's bold as hell. But in these days of time, you never know what you're dealing with. Everyday situations we face are unpredictable, like mystical. The pieces of the puzzle that's scattered. Gotta pick which one goes where. Truth or dare, mental opposition or fate. Either win or you lose the race. So make no mistake, or you can speed up your pace or put your fate. Lights, camera, action. How you relaxing? The past is what you see. Your future is what they saw. The final scene is when your love was had to say goodbye. When they buried getting played like a game. Get your mindset in a suicide, live or die. Become a victim, get your mind right. So who's to blame? Is it Abel or Cain? Adam and Eve, the streets of the earth from earth, passed on to sea. Heaven to hell, devil or prison cell, is what we face in these days and days of time. So who's to blame? Is it Abel or Cain? Adam and Eve, the streets of the earth from earth, passed on to sea. Heaven to hell, devil or prison cell, is what we face in these days and days of time. Is it a mystery or is it just trickery? And tell me what was meant for you and me. Maybe it's a duality for us to pay attention to balance our options and know the difference between our wrong and right. Just trying to survive an animal zoo in a fair fight, black or white, no matter your greed. Going through it, been through it, then you're feeling me. Feeling getting drunk to hide just to suppress the stress of reality in the Midwest. Some escape while others die. Getting caught up in the realm with kind of drama, the whales and the bullets fly. Side, you win, or you reside from north to the south to the east side. You steal from the zoo, right? We all in the same game, if not more. We bear some of the same pain. So in the end, we both struggle in these days of time. So who's to blame? Is it Abel or Cain? Adam and Eve, the streets of the curse from earth, passed on to sea. Heaven to hell, devil or prison cell, is what we face in these days of time. So who's to blame? Is it Abel or Cain? Adam and Eve, the streets of the curse. Heaven to hell, devil or prison cell, is what we face in these days and days of time. It was told to me to bless his heed, reads and listens to the words of the prophecies. He only left you basic information, people leaving the earth. Ponder your thoughts, do the math, and your problem is solved. History revolves repeatedly for one to take heed to the signs of the times. Nowadays, composed of your flat line, it's hard times in the city of Kazoo and my own kind. Show love with no pity. Everywhere you look, all you see is homeless people in poverty. And the mental disorder, this loss, it's this holocaust. It's a battle of the mind, boss. Tell me who you gon' call when the fire rain falls from the sky. Ain't nowhere to run, nor nowhere to hide. Money can't save your life from the wrath that was already written. Better put your faith in God and ask for forgiveness. Who's to blame? Is it Abel or Cain? Adam and Eve, the streets of the curse from birth, passed on to the sea. Heaven to hell, devil or prison cell, is what we face in these days of days and time. So who's to blame? Is it Abel or Cain? Adam and Eve, the streets of the curse from birth, passed on to the sea. Heaven to hell, devil or prison cell, is what we face in these days of days and time. In these days of time.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.